Welcome to another episode of Jerk Circle. As always, I'm Wayne, and I got my boy Ron over there.
4 times 7, because I was a problem in high school.
That's right, and Wang doesn't know what 4 times 7 is.
Hey, 32.
32, baby. We should call him Wang tonight, actually.
Oh, yeah, we'll give him a shout.
We'll give him the Wang session. We'll do the night. But starting off, just want to say, hopefully everybody's safe. You know, taking their quarantine serious, as always. Unfortunately, I'm out there slinging garbage.
Yep,
yeah, I'm on the front lines.
Exactly.
I'm a second responder.
Yeah, there it is.
I'm not a first responder. I'm not working directly with the coronavirus motherfuckers, but I'm slinging their garbage. So
yeah, you're touching. Yeah,
I'm touching a lot. And these dude, and these, I tell you what, boy, I've noticed rich people don't give a shit. They don't care about nothing. They throw away your whole house, and my ass takes it for nothing.
Damn,
I'm a sucker.
That's
just day in school. But, so yeah, hopefully everyone's safe and enjoying, you know, the quarantine, spending time with the family, and, staying safe. So, first thing we're going to get into tonight, obviously big, big week last week with the draft. We wanted to pump out an episode last weekend, but we just, you know, we have families. You know, it's
life gets in the way.
Life gets in the way. This isn't our job. Yeah. You know, we have another life, you know. So, but we're trying to pump out as many as we can for you guys. So hopefully you guys are listening still. And, you know, thanks for all. Obviously, I want to say thanks for listening to the last two.
Download, Jip. Thanks. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Appreciate awesome. All the feedback, all the listens, the shares. We're going to have something planned coming up hopefully in a couple months. We're going to have something cool planned for the listeners, and you'll get a little something. We'll keep it under wraps for now, though. But let's get to the draft. So, what do you think, Ron? The draft. How do you think it went off with the whole virtual? You know,
It was the highest viewed draft in history.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that's the most watched. I like the dude, Roger Goodell, bro, just chilling
in a seat
halfway through the second day. He's in his fucking lazy boy, bro, eating M&M's and shit.
I don't watch all the draft. I'm a cheap fuck. I don't have cable.
I watch all 7 rounds.
Yeah, so I was keeping up on my phone with the site, the NFL Network and whatnot. But someone said that Kingsbury, Cliff, you know, the Cardinals,
bro.
Kiff, or whatever his name is, the Cardinals, had a fucking dude just hanging out with, like, a bro lawn or some shit, had, like, $300... shoes and
dude chilling. Dude had like the his whole side of his house was glass, so you just saw like this guard.
He's a playboy, huh?
Dumb
he's
money.
A playboy.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes tweeted. He goes, "I need that Cliff Kingsbury money."
Yeah,
you know what
I mean? Yeah, meet him both. Well,
yeah.
Mahomes is about to get paid anyway, so he needed to relax
on
that.
He's gonna get some real money.
He's gonna get paid. But yeah, I think it was cool too, though. It definitely gave it a different aspect of the draft.
Yeah.
Especially for some of the kids that, you know, weren't going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, that weren't going to attend because, not everybody goes. Not all the draftees go to the draft. So it was cool to see, you know, the other people that weren't going to be there, see them. You know what I mean? You see the reaction of the families and shit like that. You know, that's cool. It's more personal. You know what I mean? You actually get a look into their home life. You know what I mean?
The one thing I didn't like, which a lot of people were complaining, was ESPN, boy, they played up the sob stories. I mean, everybody who got drafted, you know what I mean? It's supposed to be the happiest day of their life. Oh, yeah, you know, he's a great player. Mom died of HIV or car crash. Bro, it was just crazy, you know what I mean? They're just throwing these people's
personal business out there. It should have been a moment in their to always remember.
Once in a while, maybe, bro, every pick was a sob story.
Well, it's on TV, so they got to always make it. They got to sweeten the pot and make it more dramatic than it always is. You know what I mean? But other than that, though, I think it was done well, and I do think you'll see probably some things carry over from this draft to other drafts. Honestly, I really do. So I guess it's just a matter of what they'll carry over and what they'll take away and what they'll keep. So we're gonna get into kind of break down the draft. Obviously, by now you probably know who was drafted where. We're just gonna kind of break down in the categories.
Yep.
So we're gonna talk about quarterbacks first. Obviously, big news: Joe Burrow.
Yep.
Went number one. Everybody knew that was gonna happen.
Burrow went number one. The only, later in the first round, there's a big controversy. But the only controversy, not controversy, but question was Tua gonna get picked before Herbert because of the injury? Tua went first. He ended up going to Miami. Chargers ended up going to.
Being interrupted.
Hold on, my daughter's coming down. What? Okay.
She wants to listen to us talk.
My daughter's coming down to observe. You comfortable?
I'm down here farting.
She's doing the walk. She's doing the walk. You so daddy?
Mommy got me wet.
Oh, I got you wet. All right. So, yeah, Tua ended up going first. Herbert went to the Chargers with the next pick. Chargers came out and said they didn't care who fell to them. They were taking the quarterback.
They needed one. I mean, they're not set on Trod Taylor.
Maybe for a year, but, yeah, after that.
They're set on him now, but not the he's not in their long-time future.
He's not your future yet.
No. I mean, he was decent in Buffalo, but he's not a – he can't – I don't think he –
He's a game manager at best. He's not.
But he's not your superstar quarterback.
But then the real – what we had – The real drama picked up in the later round when we had Green Bay trading up. They traded up to 26, gave up, I think, a fourth, maybe? I think it was a fourth. And we're like, oh, you know, deep wide receiver, Green Bay's trading up to get a receiver for Aaron Rodgers. You know, they made it to the championship game last year. The pick was Jordan Love, quarterback out of Utah State.
Utah, yeah. Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, see... Actually, I heard an interesting stat. It was 15 years ago to the day that Rodgers was drafted to replace Favre. Favre was 37, yep. I think. Rodgers is 36.
But you know the big thing they're making.
So that's kind of about like
Rodgers. Rodgers fell to Green Bay. Green Bay traded up for Love. And I read a story the other day that Packers beat writer wrote that it was a power move. By the head coach there, Matt McFlure.
Yeah, I don't think he wants Rodgers.
You say he was getting tired of Rodgers' shit.
Say Rodgers is a drama queen behind closed doors. Yeah. I mean, but listen, I heard the interesting stat too with Rodgers is he's only thrown the ball, a touchdown pass, to one wide receiver drafted in the first round.
And
it wasn't even drafted by the Packers.
You know who the last?
Mercedes Lewis.
Yeah, exactly. You know who the last. You know who the last offensive skill player Green Bay drafted?
Give it to me.
Aaron Rodgers. Wow. They haven't drafted a running back, tight end, a wide receiver in the first round since Aaron Rodgers, bro. And they know what they do with their second pick, Wayne?
Give it to me.
Well, they do with their second pick? Let's get a receiver for Rodgers. They draft a running back. Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, they're a good 1-2 punch. You get a running back?
They need it. They need it. You need to.
You need receivers, dude. Around this dude.
Yeah, you need offensive weapons. I don't understand. You know, I honestly think, like you said, it's a power trip. I think deep down, Matt wants to like show Rodgers who's the boss here. You know what I mean? And you're kind of pulling this young kid into the quarterback too. Now, you know, there was always talk about Favre and Rodgers. Favre was kind of like.
Gave it to him. Yeah.
So now, obviously, it didn't affect Rodgers in a negative way because the dude's a Hall of Famer. But, you know, what's to say this kid could be a superstar?
Yeah.
You know, this might damage his. If Rodgers gives him the cold shoulder, it might damage his confidence. You don't know how these NFL players are going to react to certain things yet. They're kids. I'm older than them. We're older than them. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you don't know how they're going to react.
I just think Rodgers. He still has the window. You know, he's another year in that offense.
I'd say Rodgers probably got about 3 years left.
That's what I'm saying.
Not even saying in Green Bay.
They made it to the championship game. You know what I mean?
You gotta
give this guy weapons, bro.
I don't think he'll be in Green Bay for 3 years, though. I think he'll end up leaving. I think this might be, depending on how this year goes, I would not be surprised if Rodgers is out of Green Bay in the next year, 2 years.
I mean, it could happen, you know.
Yeah.
Head scratcher there for me. You got to get him weapons, especially one of the deepest wide receivers drafts in the past 10-15 years.
The receiving core draft of this year is just outrageously talented.
Right, and then the next quarterback off the board in the second round, which is also kind of a head scratcher, is Jalen Hurts going to Philadelphia, and that was, you know, first Eagles had a. They wanted Justin Jeffries out of LSU, and they took another receiver, which Eagle fans weren't happy about.
Eagle fans are never happy. You know,
exactly.
That.
So then they go up, and in the second round, they take Jalen Hurts, who at best in the next year or two, he's not going to start over wins. I mean, there's no way. So what is he, a gadget player? You take a gadget player in the second round?
I think it's more to protect...
Wentz.
He did get a full year in last year until the playoff game, but... you saw that when they had Josh McCown. Now, I love me some Josh McCown. He, you know, yeah. Jet.
He was, you know, everything.
He'll play your heart out.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. You're good at Jalen Hurts. He's not the typical. He's not the prototype quarterback. He's not coming in. You think he's coming? He might give some of you guys a different look, but
yeah. But what is the, and today's NFL? What is a prototype quarterback? You know what I mean? These guys. This like a new wave. I mean, Vic kind of started the, you know, he revolutionized the game, and then kind of like the running quarterbacks.
Well,
kind of went down.
Problem is too is. Jalen Hurts isn't getting first team reps.
No.
You know what I mean? So yeah, he'll be getting practice.
He might get one or two in it, you know.
Exactly. I don't mind the back. I don't mind the quarterback selection there. But maybe a Jake Fromm, Jacob Easton. Yeah,
I think they probably could have signed somebody.
Exactly. You got plenty of stuff.
Well, I just think, you know, with Wentz, you know, you never know if, you know, last year was his full year. You know, he did get hurt in the playoffs, but did, you know, put McCown in, like I said. And he didn't play bad, but, I mean, it's Josh McCown. I mean, how much he's going to give everything he's got, but everything he's got isn't going to always get it done.
I just think in a draft this deep of offensive players, I think that...
Ronald stole my drafty board over there.
I just think you got to go. You got to go. You know what I mean? You got to go offense to help him. Because Carson Wentz, he needs receivers.
Well, dude, we'll touch on the NFC East 2 draft choice as well, but, I mean... That division is almost damn near. It's an arms race. Yeah. I mean, look at that Cowboys draft.
Ron Rivera down in Washington. They just added Chase Young, and their defensive front.
It's like an arms race right now.
Yeah. Giants had a good draft. I mean, it's gonna be good. You know, and then
it's the NFL in general. It's just getting faster and faster. Yeah. So all these teams are just trying to, you know, draft the next Tyreek Hill, the next Lamar Jackson. So. But it's going to be interesting for sure to see how those situations play out. If hopefully we have an NFL football season this year,
hopefully,
you know,
I don't want to jinx it.
But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how all those scenarios play out. Because, you know, luckily I'm not a fan of either of those teams, so I kind of have an easy off season coming up. I don't have any drama really.
Yeah, I know. I hijacked your thing, your draft.
My draft board. Yeah.
You know what's weird? Green Bay didn't take a wide receiver the entire draft. The deepest wide receiver draft in 10-15 years, you don't take a receiver. They took a tight end in the third. That's it.
If you want to do what we should do, we should call Darren and have Darren cry about it. That's what we should do.
We'll get him. He'll be crying. But yeah, the other next quarterback taken after that, of any note, Jacob Easton, quarterback out of Washington, was taken by the Colts. Big arm. So I think he'll be their starter next year. I think, if not 2 years.
Well, he's in a 2 year. The Colts, so he's in a 2 year under Rivers.
Yeah, you know, under Rivers for a couple
Rivers
years.
Yeah, Rivers did say he would like to play another year.
Tell you what, the Colts had a good draft, too. Wide receiver Michael Pittman they took in the second because they didn't have a first-round pick. They got DeForest Buckner from the Niners. They traded that first-round pick.
Good DT, good inside pressure.
Exactly. So they got Michael Pittman Jr., wide receiver, USC, which is, you know, dude was underrated. Great receiver.
Right.
And then they got Jonathan Taylor, running back out of Wisconsin, that broke every record known to man in football. Dude was rushing 2,000 yards every year.
Yeah, I think with Rivers, you need a running back. I mean, he's not...
I think of Marlon Mack, too.
Yeah, it's going to be a two-headed monster.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? But you need a running game to separate, you know, the passing game, to help the passing game, So...
And then the last quarterback of note that we'll mention is Jake Fromm. People had him going into the second. Not a big arm, but a very smart game-managing quarterback, you know what I mean? He put up good numbers in Georgia. You know, he's in Georgia, played good games, put up good numbers. He fell to the fifth round by the Buffalo Bills. You're not playing over Josh Allen. Josh Allen's sporadic at times, but...
The Jets actually drafted a quarterback, too. And there was talk that... let me see that draft board here. Ronald stole my shit.
Sorry. Wayne printed out one instead of two.
Yeah, I did. I did only print out one. I wasn't thinking. I got Ronald on that one. Yeah, Jets drafted the quarterback from Florida International, James Morgan. And there was talk about him being...
Yeah, I've heard James Morgan.
The Patriots.
Yep.
We're actually looking at James Morgan. And I did do some highlight reel on him, check some stuff out. Kid's smart. Yep. Kind of reminds me of a Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know what I mean? But I think he's a little bit more talented. Fitzpatrick. So,
as a Jets fan, you hope you never see him on the field.
But we need a backup. You know what I mean? Exactly. And I'll tell you what.
Everybody.
I tell you this right now. There can't be no fucking worse than Fowles. And I don't even know who the other dude. I had his name earlier. I forgot it now. But the Jets quarterback room last year, besides Darnold, was the worst quarterback. Luke Falk. Yeah, David Fowles and fucking Luke Falk. You know, who the hell are going to win NFL games with those two?
Your boy Sam Darnold out there living his best life. He's getting mono.
He's slinging his meat. There ain't nothing wrong.
2020 getting mono.
If you can sling the football, you got to sling the meat. But just make sure when you're slinging it, you're wrapping it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, he's out there kissing all these bros left and right.
Kissing these hoes.
Put some chapstick on, dog. Exactly. Let's go. Put some Carmex on them bitches. Yeah. I can't be having you out there kissing all these females. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But, to the Jets, I think he had a good draft. You know, I really do. I like the...
I'll run down the list real quick.
I do like Beckham out of Louisville. The dude's a freak.
Yeah,
the dude is a freak. Yeah, I don't watch so much college ball for the listeners, so I'm not going to say I do. But I do my research on, the Jets drafts and stuff like that. This dude is an animal. He is, 6'7"?
6'7", 320.
Almost, no, he's bigger than that.
Is he?
He's 364.
Jesus Christmas.
The dude... runs like a subpar 5.
Yeah.
The dude is a monster and he's fast. Dude, he fucking takes trucks and moves them for Christ's sake for training, bro. Yeah. But the thing is he going to be dedicated?
Yep.
You know what I mean? He did have a little bit of weight issue when he came in, but he committed to the game and, he lost the weight and he was fucking killing it. You know what I mean? And then Denzel Mims at a Baylor, this dude, I think, is going to be really good.
Yep.
I saw some highlights of him. Dude got good hands, can move. You got a good 40, and he's a bigger dude. I noticed a couple of the receivers in this draft were a lot smaller end. They weren't really that, Megatron, Larry build. They were kind of like more smaller end. They were more smaller and fast. Yep. You know what I mean? This dude has, he's big and he's quick. You know what I mean? So I like that. Ashton Davis from California. I was kind of puzzled with this pick. I'm like, why are they driving the safety? You got Adams and May. But most likely, it sucks to say I'm a big fan of May, but I don't think he's going to be around much longer because, they're most likely, hopefully, the Jets are going to sign Adams to a long-term deal.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be able to keep Adams and May. Yeah. May's going to want a decent contract. Adams is going to get the money, not May. So you got to cut ties. So who you got ties with? Adams or May?
May.
You know what I mean? He's been he's been productive when he's on the field, but he's had some health issues.
Yeah.
And it sucks to say because I love me some May. I love me the May and Adams punch.
Yeah.
But it's a business. You know what I mean? But this kid can ball.
Yep.
This kid can ball. So I think he'll end up being a replacement for May.
So backup, special teams, hopefully.
Yeah, right now he'll probably do, he'll get on the field. Hopefully they put him in some of the nickel packaging, because he can't cover. So, and he'll stick it too. He likes to hit, so he'll stick your ass. There so. Is. And then Jabari Zuwinga, or Zuwingi, whatever the fuck his name is.
I forget his name.
From Florida.
Yeah.
Now, this dude, I saw that he could have came out last year, but he wanted to stay in college to raise his stock, and kind of backfired on him.
Yep.
He didn't have a good productive year, so it kind of lowered his draft stock. But they say the dude is good, though. He's big, he's fast, he can play multiple positions. It's just a matter of consistency to see if he can just stay on that level of performance. So, but I do like, we need a pass rusher, dude. I mean, I said before, we haven't had a pass rusher since fucking John Abraham and Sean Ellis.
Clowney's out there.
I don't even think.
Clowney's out there.
Yeah, not for no $16 million for 3 sacks. keep that. I don't even think the Jets have had a double digit sack, leader in years. I can't remember the last person that had double digit sacks. I really can't, dude. It's been that long, dude. How do you not get 10 sacks? Adams led sacks last year. He's a safety, for Christ's sakes. So you need a pass rusher. Hopefully this dude is it. I mean, we've had some bad ones. Golston, Jimmy drafted Polite last year. Dude didn't even make the preseason. Got cut in the offseason. Couldn't even stay on the field. So, and then we drafted a running back from Florida, LaMichael Perrine?
Yeah,
something like that. Another kind of thing,
What round was that third, right?
That was the fourth round. We had three fourth rounders. So
we got to think too. A lot of running backs got pushed back. Positions valued.
Yeah.
With all the second, there was 12 receivers taken in the first and second round, bro.
Yeah.
So you got to think.
Well, the running back, I'm not too worried about because you have Bell. I don't know if they're gonna keep. Montgomery probably was a 1-year deal. I think so. He's gone. Powell was, I think, another one. I think he was signed for multiple years. I always liked, you know, Blau. He's a beast. You know, he's never, you never hear anything from him. He always works, and he's, when he hits the ball, he runs hard. So I think he'll be competing for that two spot for running backs. And then, like I said, they dropped that quarterback, James Morgan, going to be the backup. You know, obviously, Sam Darnold is no worry about that. There's no worry about him, you know, taking his job.
Talk about the punter.
You got to go one person for a punter. You got Cameron Clark from Charlotte, regard. Protect Sam. That's what it comes down to. You know, Joe Douglas said, I want to protect Sam and give him weapons, and he did. He drafted a big Beckham, then went guard in the fourth. So, you know, you got to protect your freshman quarterback. And we saw last year, 33 sacks in the last, like, 6 games Sam Darnold played in. That's outrageous.
Yeah.
You got to protect your quarterback. You got to keep him up, man, you know. Then they drafted Bryce Hall at Virginia. Now, this kid was actually on a lot of people's...
Bryce Hall,
liked Hall, but he just was... I think he was hurt. I think he was banged up his last year, so it kind of lowered his draft stock. But he was high on a lot of people's boards, and he fell all the way to the fifth round. So I really like that pick. And we had corners. I mean, we didn't have shit last year. Tremaine Johnson was a waste of money. Yeah. Probably one of the worst signings in Jets history. I'd rather sign... you know, a dog than Tremaine Johnson. So, and then obviously the punter, Braden?
Texas A&M, right?
Braden? Braden, I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Go Braden.
I'm going to say Braden.
Go Braden.
We'll go unique. Rob will say Braden. Braden Mann, punter for Texas A&M. They say he's the best punter.
Best punting prospect.
There it is, Ron. Best punting prospect in the country.
Best punting prospect.
Yeah, say that fucking does fast.
My father-in-law and my brother-in-law, big Jets fans, they were hyped. They were hyped for the punter.
Yeah, and honestly, I liked Edwards too. We have, you know, Lachlan Edwards was pretty solid the last couple of years, but he kind of had a rough year last year.
Yeah.
And I think obviously drafting a punter, you know, you're not wasting a pick on him. I think you're going to play him.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming Edwards is going to be gone. You know, so we'll see how that plays out, but. That's pretty much. I mean, I honestly do think the Jets had a good, really good draft. I'm happy. They got Sam a weapon.
Yep.
You know, and a receiver. Hopefully, you know, he will be a starter. I guarantee that. We lost Robbie, which is whatever. I mean, I do like Robbie. You know, he's a character.
He was like a poor man as Sean Jackson.
Yeah, he just couldn't get off the jam though, man. He's fucking 110 pounds. I weigh more than he does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, he's fast. So. But he can't get away. He can't bring no fucking tackles. You got stick arms, chicken head legs, crackhead legs. You know, so. And he went in the deal. It was kind of weird how he left. I think he really wanted to be more with his old head coach from Temple, though, because we offered him, well, the Jets offered him, 4-year, $40 million. He ended up signing 2 for like 20, or 2 for 17, or some weird, like, so, like, he took less money. I'm assuming he's betting on himself again now, only a 2-year deal.
Yeah.
He wants a big time contract, so he's betting on himself to be able to produce enough to where he gets a big money deal. So, but yeah, other than that, man, I think the Jets had a really good draft. So let's go to Ron's team, the Jaguars.
Jacksonville Jaguars. Duval.
I'm spitting my camera, give me the coronavirus. Now we're gonna have. They had a lot of draft picks, right?
12 picks.
They had a lot of draft picks.
Made every pick.
Yeah.
No wheel or deal and made every pick.
The Jags draft class is so fucking much. I got 2 pages of just the Jags.
Caldwell said, he goes, we didn't acquire picks to trade picks, you know what
right.
I mean? We acquire picks to make the picks. So, you know, the first pick was C.J. Henderson, quarterback, Florida. A lot of people say best man-to-man cover corner in a draft. I was happy. Jags have so many holes. I mean, you think about the team that was 3-4 years ago. Telvin Smith is gone. Malik Jackson. Marcel Darius is gone. Boye is gone. Ramsey is gone.
Yeah, whole new team.
Barry Church is gone. Gibson's gone.
And there still might be some more moves.
Dante Fowler's gone. Ngakoue, he doesn't want to, but the GM came out and said, listen, this dude ain't got many choices. He goes, we didn't get any offers for him, so we're going to tag him. He's going to play here, or he ain't going to play nowhere else. So maybe they're holding.
Was in the pool bell.
Maybe they're going to hold out for a first rounder. You know what I mean? Maybe they're going to hold out.
He's in a pool of Von Bell.
But you know what? I know it's a business, but I stand behind that decision. You don't trade a player just to get rid of them. If you're not going to get
value.
If you're not going to get value back, you're not going to trade him for a second. My fault. You're not trading him for a day two pick. You're not going to do it. They want a first rounder. They think he's worth a first rounder. And if not, they don't give it to him. I agree. But yeah.
I was
ready for anything because they needed everything. So they took CJ Henderson, first round. First pick, they had first round, 9. Then number 20, they take Kalevion Chasen, linebacker, defensive end, LSU. Which, again, second best.
LSU produces.
Second best pass rusher in the draft, a lot of people say. And they in the Jacksonville, they stood pat and they took him. Which I think was a great pick, you know what I mean? Also, it gives you a little insurance in case Ngakoue leaves.
Right.
So you got,
it's nice to have a backup plan.
You got Josh Allen on one side, this kid on the other side. They're going to go through, they're usually a 4-3. They're going to go more to a 3-4. You know what I mean? So this dude can stand up, be like a Von Miller, you know what I mean? He can put his hand in the ground or he can stand up, which I thought was a good pick.
Speaking of value, Ron, about trading, we forgot to mention Trent Williams is now a Niner.
Yeah, Trent Williams.
2020 fifth round. That's a fifth round draft pick. Oh, so it was Williams in a 2020 fifth round pick in a 23rd selection.
Yep.
For 2021. So I mean, not crazy value. So they were kind of just end up getting rid of him, just get rid of him. Yep. But I didn't see the Niners are actually playing. He's going to be playing on the contract he signed. The Redskins, so he's not even going to be able to. He's not getting that big money deal that he wanted.
Yeah. Well, so, also too, Joe Staley retired,
right?
So they needed to fix that left tackle.
So it kind of fell into their lap, essentially.
Yeah.
So just wanted to throw out there. Speaking of values and
trades, well, we get it too because Dolphins, Matt Breida, running back from San Fran. They San Fran actually traded a lot. They were busy everywhere.
Yeah.
They traded Matt Breida to the Dolphins, so they got that. They also traded to the Eagles Marquise Goodwin, wide receiver. Yeah. They trade, so Niners are all over the place.
It's an arms race. Like I said, the Eagles are trying to get better, man.
Yeah.
You need to give a bunch of weapons.
Yeah, so then we'll go back to Jacksonville. I can't even say this dude's name. He's a wide receiver out of Colorado. Laviska, I can't say it. Chenault.
We'll give him a nickname.
Yeah, Chenault. Chenault Jr.
Just call him Jr.
Dude's a physical beast. Dude was lifting with the linemen in Colorado.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So he's yards after a catch. He's hard to break down. Exactly.
He's a yacker.
So, you know, they needed a receiver. A lot of people said they had a first-round, second-round grade on him. Number 3, they took Devon Hamilton, defensive tackle, Ohio State. Jacksonville was horrible with the run. They needed a big body up there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Calais Campbell's gone. They need to fix the pass rush.
No pressure, no push.
Then 4th round, they took Ben Barch, tackle, St. John's. Crazy story about this dude. You hear him? The Smoothie King, they call him. The dude gained 60 pounds from drinking smoothies, bro.
Where it's at? After drinking smoothies.
Dude, the Smoothie King. It was nasty. It was like eggs and shit. It wasn't like
a good smoothie. Protein smoothie, essentially. It was like a protein smoothie.
Then 4th round, they take Scott, cornerback out of Michigan State. Dude's going to be a slot corner. Right now, we have, whatchamacallit there? I can't even think of his fucking name. Hayden. He was the first round pick for the Raiders a couple years ago.
Right.
We have him there for a corner. 4th round again, Shaquille Quarterman, linebacker the U. People say Harton sold that defense, middle linebacker, dude is dirty. He's old school, though. He's not side to side, speeding around. He's hit the gap, make the tackle.
Right in the middle.
No bullshit kind of dude, which, you know, they need. All these guys, too, high character. There are rumors that, you know, you had Ngakoue, you had Ramsey, Fournette.
Right. All kind of me players.
Yeah, me players, they don't like the locker room, so they put a big emphasis on character guys, team above yourself. So that 5th round...
You have to build that environment, you know?
Exactly. 5th round, again, Daniel Thomas, safety Auburn. He's going to be a special teams player right off the bat, you know, maybe work up one of the backup roles. Ronnie Harrison, he's a safety at Alabama. He's our starter. He's really not going to push him. After that, Colin Johnson, big wide receiver, 6'5", out of Texas.
Oof.
People said he had a back injury a couple years ago that scared a lot of teams off. But talent there, he's a second-round talent.
Right.
You know what I mean? So he's a 6'5".
Just got to stay healthy.
Exactly. 6'5", red zone threat. You know, hopefully they're trying to – they gave Minshew the keys to the castle. So they're trying to surround him. You know, and it's not bad. that second round pick, I'm not saying that dude's name again. You got Johnson, you got Clark. Clark had a great year. Westbrook.
Westbrook, yep.
So you know what I mean? They're trying.
The Giants don't have a bad offense.
No, they don't.
Fournette, that's a freak right there.
They got Fournette. They didn't draft running back either. No. They had Fournette on the trade block, but you know they're keeping it, bro. You don't draft a running back and then Tyler Eifert, if he can stay healthy, they signed him.
Yeah, that's a big move.
Exactly. So they grabbed a backup quarterback, you know what I mean, just to make Jake Luton, I don't really know much about him, big arm, Oregon State. Tyler Davis, tight end, Georgia Tech, plays the Jacksonville Love, the Mercedes Lewis type.
Yeah.
Great run blocker. Hopefully they develop a couple hands.
And then they get some scores and big tight ends.
And then their seventh round pick, their last pick was Chris Clay Brooks, cornerback Memphis. Special teams. They want him to return punts.
Yeah.
That's going to be his thing. We had that. That's my fucking team. Hopefully they had a lot of holes to fill. So hopefully
they did a pretty good job. I mean, they had a lot of picks, man. And
they didn't move. They didn't wheel a deal, man. They let everything come to them, which, you know, you have 12 picks. You expect to trade up. You know, you player flaws.
A lot of things, you know, changed. But this year, actually, a lot of the mock drafts are, like, right on point, man. There was really no big surprises.
No.
I mean, a couple misses here and there.
Yeah.
But other than that, man, like, it was pretty much, you know, see, what I don't understand about this is, I mean, I guess I get it because it's a business, but, you know, Detroit, you know, they draft that corner at number three.
Jeff,
you know, he was supposedly the best corner, you know, in the game, you know, come out of college at least, you know. What the hell was his name? I forget.
Jeff Okuda or
Jeff Okuda or some shit like that.
Jeff Okuda, I think it was Okuda.
Jeff Okuda.
Yeah,
okay, best corner come out of college, best prospect, they say, whatever. You just traded away Darius Slay, who was your best corner with all-pro corner. So you trade a player away, right, to draft a player at number three to replace him. Now, logically, it doesn't make sense, you know, because what did you really add to your team?
Yeah.
You just replaced him. You didn't really add anything.
It's your gamble. But this dude could be a bum. You never know.
But on the business standpoint.
Money.
Right.
They don't want to pay him. They want to have this dude on a cheaper scale.
Right. So now you're not paying Darius Slay big money. You get the corner at number three on a rookie contract.
Yep.
So, as a drafts now are only all about, you know, finding the right players, but it's about a business and about looking at it as a business standpoint too, you know. So it's just interesting how the drafts, you know, always work out. Like I said, with the mock draft being the way it always is, you never really know what the hell's gonna happen at the draft until the day it happens.
Exactly, because scouts could have a totally different board. That's what people say. You know what I mean? Oh, they analysts might have their big board, but
every team has their own board, man. You know,
every
the
team.
Jets might, you know, the Jets, because, you know, a lot of Jets players wanted to pick a receiver. Listen, at the end of the day, you got to protect Sam Darnold.
Yep.
You know, and a lot of some people had, you know, Tristan Riffs better, you know, higher than you
it
know
all
Beckham.
Depends, yeah.
But the Jets didn't look at that way.
Yep.
They had Beckham higher because they were both available at number 11. So, you know, it really all depends too on the team's draft board. So, but yeah, man, that's the draft. I mean, you know, I just want to, you know how Joe Burrow's going to play though. Number one pick going to Cincy, you know, can he get it done? You know, that's the question.
Well, they got good receivers. They got
Ben
Cade.
And Dalton's still there.
Yeah.
Dalton's still there.
Yeah,
I mean,
if he's not salty, you can coach him. But that kid's starting. That kid's starting today.
You think Dalton's
starting? No, absolutely not. Dude, Burrow. Burrow's the starter.
Oh, Burrow's the starter. You're saying Burrow's starting.
Yeah. They got good players. I mean, AJ Green.
AJ and T. Higgins from Clemson?
Yeah, exactly. A great addition. But you don't know where you're going to get out of AJ Green, but he's still going to be there.
Yeah.
But they got John Ross, dude, blazing speed.
Yeah.
Ben Tate.
Stupid speed.
Ben Tate, they got there. They have Tyler Boyd.
Yep.
You know, Joe Mixon in the
backfield.
So they have a good team. They have receivers.
I was funny. I was talking to my dad, talking about receivers, and I'm like, I did say it too. Like I want to protect Sam. You know, protect Sam.
But it's not a sexy pick.
That's what it is. It's not.
Receivers are sexy, bro. Tackles are not sexy.
That's what I said. It's not a sexy pick.
Exactly.
People don't like. They don't want. They want a sexy pick. They don't want a lineman. You know. Mm-hmm. But guess what though? I take up a lineman that I wish we would have back.
Exactly.
Nick Mangold.
Mm-hmm.
DeBrickshaw Ferguson, all first round draft picks.
Yep.
Now guess what? Nick Mangold. Should be a Hall of Famer, you know. The DeBrickshaw Ferguson was, you know, top notch as, you know, as the best you could get, you know what I mean? So, So, yeah. So, I mean, offensive linemen, you know, you need offensive linemen. So, you know, I do like going lineman at number 11. I do like the fact that they did go receiver, though. The Jets did go receiver.
They got a good one.
I mean, but as soon as one receiver hit, as soon as, you know, the Cowboys or the Raiders selected
Henry Ruggs, which was kind of a surprise, right, that he was the first one off the board.
But as soon as he went, they started going. Bro, the receivers were just going boom. Judy, Lamb.
And back to the Jets real quick too. If it was any other draft where I think the wide receivers were so deep,
they might have took a receiver.
Exactly. Because the offensive line, after the first three or four, you know what I mean, you dropped out a tie.
Yeah.
They had first round, second round receivers. They had second round receivers in the third round.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why. And then, yeah, Henry Ruggs went to Raiders, you said, right? Love the speed. Even
Las Vegas Raiders, no longer Darius.
You're right. But they've always loved speed. They took Darius Hayward-Bay over Michael Crabtree.
That's
because
fucking...
Al Davis.
John Gruden. Joe, verify his name is.
But yeah, we'll also hit on Tommy. I love Denver's draft. Tommy's not here tonight. So the fuck counter will stay at 55 because maybe we'll give him a call so he can add one or two.
Yeah, he don't really... Sports isn't his forte, per se.
Yeah, and honestly, we're just talking
about... Tommy used to be a legit fan.
But as he says, he got a life, which, you know what I mean? I don't buy into it.
Yeah, he's sitting home right now, throwing his work clothes, sitting on his couch playing Call of Duty.
Exactly.
That's exactly what he's doing. I hope he hears this.
But Denver Broncos. I love the Denver Broncos draft. Denver's having a... Listen, last year, they took Drew Lock.
Yeah, but Drew Lock get it done, though?
Oh, I think so. I think Drew Lock's a good pick. I liked Drew Lock last year, I think.
So you think they found their quarterback?
This year's going to find out. You know why? Drew Lock, Cortland Sutton.
Yeah.
Noah Font.
Yeah.
This year they take Jerry Jeudy, best wide receiver in the draft.
They take
another receiver. You have the paper. What's his
name? Penn State. KJ Hamler.
Speed, right?
Yeah.
And then they take his college tight end, I think, in the fourth.
Yeah. No. Albert Okwegamang.
Yeah. Missouri.
Yeah.
And they signed Melvin Gordon. You know, so they have Melvin Gordon. They have a Royce Freeman, and they have Phillip Lindsay. So they have their offense. Drew Lock has no.
And that D isn't that bad either. Exactly. Still got Von Miller.
They have no receivers.
Still got Harris. He wasn't moved.
Nope. So they have to. This is Drew Lock's year. There's no reason he can't put up numbers with that offense. That offense is fucking loaded, dude.
Yeah, it's just
absolutely loaded.
It can't even done.
We're going to see. No excuses. Yeah. No excuses. But yeah, we'll talk. Jerry Jeudy fell to the Broncos. And then Jerry Jones, I knew it was going to be a problem. Before the draft, Jerry Jones is on his $250 million yacht saying, leave me alone.
Can you imagine
that? I'm going to do this draft.
Lamb, bro, with Amari Cooper lined up on the other side of him.
And Michael Gallup.
With Zeke in the background. Backfield, I mean.
Offensive line.
That's disgusting. Disgusting.
That's Jerry Jones.
The rich
baby.
Get richer.
Exactly. Some people thought they could have went to corner. They ended up going corner in the second round. They got Diggs out of Alabama.
And they went corner in the fourth, too, with Robinson.
So they filled it up. They did good.
Drafted the DT in the third.
Yep.
Gallimore out of Oklahoma. And they drafted another DE, Riley Anna from Utah.
Yep.
So they're definitely trying to get their numbers up on the defense side of the ball, too. So... And then they dropped a cornerback out of James Madison, but obviously there's no threat to Dak. So,
yeah.
Which hopefully, you know, they got to get that worked out. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Dak's in there. That's a good offense. You're not leaving that offense, bro.
So, I mean, that's the draft. I mean, I think a lot of teams got what they needed out of the draft.
Yeah, it's usually Denver had a good draft. Baltimore.
There was only one head scratcher, I think, and it was the Falcons taking the corner.
Well, they kind of had to. I mean, that's why Jacksonville took the corner at 9, because the Falcons were going to trade up for him. But a lot of people said after the first two corners, it was everybody's board was completely different. No one could really come to a consensus on the third.
Yeah. I mean, I just can't wait to football, bro. All the football talk, dude, got my dick hard.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to football, man. I can't, dude, my Jets season tickets... You know, I can't wait to go see the Jets play, regardless if, you know, they win fucking 4 games or 5 games.
Well, let's get something straight.
You know?
There might be football this year, but you definitely ain't going to see them. There ain't gonna be no fans.
Which is fine because it saves me fucking $180 a month on jet tickets.
Yeah.
You know, but there's nothing better, man, than going to a fucking football game, dude, and watch your team win or lose. I mean, I've seen a lot of that. You know, one year we went to, me and my dad, my brother Brett and Anthony, went to Buffalo, Ralph Wilson Stadium, bro. It was the year Fitzpatrick, Marshall, Decker, fucking Chris Ivory. Win and you're in. They beat New England the week before, bro, in overtime. Fucking coming hot momentum, bro. I'm ready to fucking pop. My head's so fired up, dude. You know, we go, we fuck down there, we go, we get a hotel, we stay the night, the next game, we're in enemy territory, bro. Yeah. Fucking Bills fans everywhere about to fight people. Brett's drunk as a fucking skunk. Dude ends up being friends with the people next to us. They're Buffalo Bills fans. They're gonna be, you know, Brett's a drunk, yeah. So, you know. But, dude, it was time of life. But, you know, they got beat.
Was it really close? What was the score?
Yeah, it was close. It was like 19-17 or 17-21. Fitz threw four picks that game. Yeah,
Jesus.
It was tough to swallow. And it was when you're in, man. They had it. They fucking had it. And in typical Jets fashion, they let me down. Listen, I know it's a curse to be a Jets fan. Check this out. I have a Jets tattoo on my leg. And,
So you got infected. I almost killed you.
Yeah. Ron, you were there. Ron was with me when I got it tatted. And, yeah, man, I fucked on the Jets tattoo, and the shit got infected. My fault. I fucking didn't take care of the aftercare, and I would end up being in the hospital for almost a week.
That's not...
If that ain't a curse to say you don't like the Jets... You know, then you gotta get your fucking head straight. But regardless, that's still my squad. I represent my squad on this, my leg, very happily with Joe Willie, and the Jets symbol. So I'll never. I'm actually gonna do a whole Jets leg piece, actually. So I didn't learn. I didn't learn my lesson. Apparently, I wear my shit on the sleeve, baby.
There it is.
So, but yeah. So I just came from football. I just can't really wait for any fucking sports, man. I'm just so. You know, I'm just, man. It's just a whole this fucking coronavirus is just crazy. It's just affecting everything, bro. Like, you know, I was trying to touch on the movie, even the movie industry, bro. Yeah. Like AMC, is probably gonna be going bankrupt. You know, that's a big movie, you know, distributor. You know what I mean? Not even going back up, probably. So, it's scary, man. It sucks. You know that your whole life is affected. You know, but I'm here sitting here bitching, you know what I mean? But I'm healthy. My wife's healthy. My kids are healthy.
Yep.
So I guess I should, you know, count my blessings. You know, other people are out there suffering. So, you know, sorry to all those who have suffered from the coronavirus and people that have passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it just shows you, man, be grateful for what you have.
Yep, I agree.
You know,
yep.
Be grateful that you know you're not sick and no one you know is sick, if that's a case. So,
But if you're feeling down, turn on to the Jerk Circle podcast.
Yes, if you want a good laugh and you want to hear us talk about stupid shit,
yeah,
turn on the podcast. Yeah. You won't regret it.
Well, there is some news too. We'll get into it. Jameis Winston, that's big news. Signed a 1-year deal with the Saints.
Yeah, it's like I don't understand why. I mean, I get it.
Well, and they extended Taysom Hill.
Yeah, 2-year deal. Yep. 2-year deal, which is what Breeze got. 2-year deal. Obviously, Breeze got way more money, but yeah, I guess it's good for Winston to be under Drew Breeze. I mean, who wouldn't want to be under Drew Breeze?
You see what the offensive coordinator said? Jameis Winston will learn more about football this 1 year than he has in his entire life.
So he's kind of giving Bruce Arians a little.
You know what I mean?
So what you know?
How about the Bucs though? Moving up to take the speaking of that division, the Bucs moving up to take that tackle.
They got Riffs, a wide receiver, bro. They got a receiver. They got
running
backs.
They're going all in, man. Yeah, the Brady Gronk.
And it pisses me off too, because Brady's gonna get another one, I think.
Nah, I don't think he will. That division's really tough, man. That division is tough. You know, the Saints. Listen, Carolina plays tough ball. You know, and you don't even tell you Bridgewater can ball out.
Speaking of Carolina, first time in draft history that they used all their draft picks on the defensive side of the ball. They had 7 picks, I believe, 7 or 10, I can't
remember. Well, I mean, they got a pretty good offense. I mean, McCaffrey's a beast. He's going to get his touches, you know. Bridgewater, listen, he was a Jet for a little bit. I've seen him play. He can wait still.
Teddy was a Jet?
Yeah. He was a Jet. The Jets signed him. They took a chance on him. They signed him, and, you know, he ended up going, they traded him to the Saints. They traded him for, I believe, a fourth rounder. So they got somebody who wasn't even going to be signed. You know, they got a round draft pick out of it. Now the draft pick didn't amount to shit, probably, because it's the Jets. You know, but I take a stab about the Jets. In the last 5 years, I don't think, besides Darnold, there is nobody left from the Mike McCagan draft.
Jesus Christ.
Besides Adams and Darnold, that's it. There's nobody else left. So none of the late round draft picks made it. They all got cut or traded. No one's left. And that's why the Jets are in the predicament that they're in and can't get into the playoffs. So hopefully Joe Douglas, which I think he does know his shit, I'm hoping that he changes the curse the last couple of years. So, you know. But other than that, man, there's really not much to discuss, really.
Fucking sports, bro.
Sports. I mean, I did hear basketball, though, was trying to come. They're trying to do camps, bring back camps. Yeah. Try to get the players back into shape.
I heard baseball's looking at June.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of talk about baseball. I don't think baseball is going to be another one. That's another one that's going to be no fans. We're talking about doing all the games in three cities. Yeah. So, and it's going to be almost like spring training. Yeah. So they're going to play in those, or they're going to play in dirt stadiums, but just no fans. But, you know, the commissioner said that if they play the games in empty stadiums, they're going to lose a lot of money. So the Major League Baseball players and, you know, the association, the ownership has to figure out what they're doing, because I think they're paid until May 21st. What are we in, April?
Yeah.
So yeah, May, April, May. So yeah, so they're gonna be paid until May 21st. But after May 21st is up, who knows what's gonna happen? You know. So hopefully by next month, things are kind of slowing down with the coronavirus, and they'll be able to get
some, coronavirus.
That's right, Cardi B. They'll be able to just start maybe getting things back to normal. Even I'll take practice right now, man.
Take fucking anything.
I'll take practice. You know, I need something, man. I need something.
So what do you want to end it? We'll give calls to Darren about Green Bay, and then we can give a call to the Wang.
Yeah, call usual, Darren. Let's
our
give
usual
Wang. Darren's a Green Bay Packer fan, if you don't know him. Die hard. So he should be emotional, so this should be good. Yeah. And we'll call the Wang
about
we'll
call
his,
the Wang
about
because
his draft.
You know what I mean?
Let's call the Wang about his Redskins draft.
You don't probably know nothing.
But even better. We gotta call his ass. All
right, call my brother.
If he answers, you FaceTime him.
Darren. Oh, they hung up on me.
Wow.
One of his 15 kids that he didn't make answered the phone. Well, I'll give one more call, see what he does. That's why I have to go right to the Wang.
Hold on.
There's a lady on his phone. Ooh. Oh, that is that. Yeah.
Bro, what's up? You can't answer the phone? What's up? We're doing the podcast. We wanted to give you a chance to express your feelings about the Packers draft. All right, so let's start. I have the list here in front of me. Let me go pick by. I'm gonna go pick by pick, and we'll have you give us your expert
breakdown.
Analyst, all right,
yeah, give us a breakdown of how you feel.
All right, Darren, let's hear it.
Don't throw no putt. Don't be throwing no.
Keep them hands or we can't see them.
I don't even know where the fuck the Packers are.
Rather technical difficulties, Wang.
Fuck. I'll kick you right in the fucking nuts. How dare you disrespect me? You better apologize.
All right, Darren. We're talking about. We're doing my podcast. Don't worry about it.
Oh, your podcast.
Wang, our podcast. I'm sorry.
Boy, you're about to get thrown right out of the podcast. I'm going to X your
face. All right, Darren. First round, 26th pick. Jordan Love, quarterback, Utah State. Instant reaction. What was it?
It was you're shitting me.
Okay, I like that.
It was pretty much like, dude, it was either wide receiver or just trade out of the second round. I mean, I don't understand.
And they traded up.
I wanted them to trade up for Justin Jefferson from the jump. Like,
LSU.
I think Justin Jefferson is going to be a beast. No, go, dude, no. I'm falling right now.
There it is.
Go hit them up.
You only get the best at your circle.
But nah, dude. Don't get me wrong. I love himself. If in a couple years he follows Rodgers and Rodgers and Dickhead actually mentors him, I think with his arm talent alone, he's gonna be a problem. But to pick him when you're one game away from the Super Bowl, and you have Queen sitting there after you just gave up 300 rushing yards.
Linebacker Patrick Queen.
Come on, man. If there's no wide receivers there, at least give them a chance to stop the run with defense. Yep. Give a linebacker who can actually cover somebody. Give a linebacker who can actually stop the run.
All right, there it is. All right, now let's go. Let's go second round. A.J. Dillon, running back, Boston College.
I'm about to throw my phone.
He's getting sweats.
And the best part about this, day, in the deepest wide receiver draft in 15 years, Green Bay drafted, let me see, zero wide receivers.
Bro, the last 15 years, the last skill position player that Green Bay Packers drafted was Aaron Rodgers. he was the last skill position player drafted in the first fucking round. The running back, he looks good on tape, how is he going to help us right now? I don't get it. If you plan on, benching him or putting him in Jamal Williams' spot next year, that's fine. But that's an R-back. That's an RB2, bro. You're going to be paying Aaron Jones at the end of the year probably big money if he shows out this year. So I understand you want to go spend a second-round pick on a running back who you think can help in the future, but he ain't going to catch the ball, bro. He runs between the tackles.
Yep.
He's a between the tackle running back. He can grow into a pass catcher, but then they're just relying on him fucking progressing and growing instead of getting somebody who's going to impact right now.
All right. And then, Darren, after that, they went a tight end in the third, no fourth round pick, but then they go...
A tight end who's going to be an H-back, bro. He's not even a tight end. He's an H-back.
And then they go linebacker, and then guard, center, guard, safety, defensive end. So if you're ranking, if you're giving them a grade, what grade do you give them?
I give Ryan Gunnekiss, I think it's the last time you say it. I give him, I give that boy a draft grade of, he got big balls, that's all I'm saying. That boy got a pair on him. And don't let Matt LaFleur, tell you any different. He's trying to change that offense to the offense they had Tennessee before he left there. So he's trying to run into a straight up power run game and use the pass off the play action.
I think he's trying to push Rodgers out.
Exactly. Which granted,
so I'm giving him an F.
Rodgers can be deadly like that, because him play action, him not having to scramble as much, it'll save his body a little bit, he'll open up the field. But it don't matter if you got nobody to catch the fucking ball.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Right, well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. Green Bay Packers F- from our Green Bay Packer expert, Darren Johnson. All right, Darren.
Yeah. If I gave him a grade, dude, it'd be at least a D-, dude. Unacceptable.
You say Z-?
Yeah, I think he's a D.
Waste of my man's talent, waste of my man's career.
All right, Darren.
Look out for having him in the same round. He's coming back from injury this year. He might step up. Yes, my receiver will look at
him. All right, we appreciate it, and thank you.
Alright,
baby,
I'll see you later.
That's Darren, everybody. Darren's a man. So, yeah. I mean, he's right, though. He makes fucking valid points, bro.
A.J. Dillon, they didn't take a wide receiver. They took they didn't take one starter in the first two or three rounds.
Wow.
They didn't take a starter waiting at all.
Wow.
That is insane.
It's disturbing. I thought the Jets had a bad draft, bad at drafting players. Speaking of draft, I got a bone to pick with the fucking Patriots.
Okay, what do you want? Give it to me.
Fuck the Patriots for one.
Fuck them.
Okay. Two,
not fuck them like they like to be fucked. Fuck them like, just fuck them.
Yeah. I think Romney's in a fuck counter. But let me tell you something, though, about this Bill Belichick, okay? He's a dirtbag.
Dirtball.
Okay? If any Patriots fans are listening, okay, my addy, pull up, okay? Because fuck Belichick.
Fuck him.
Okay? I'm just kidding. But I really do think, though, that he gets way more credit than he should. Let's face it, though. what has he done draft-wise? Besides, like, they say, oh, he knows the draft. He's such a good scout. He does this. He does that. Bro, you drafted Tom Brady in what, the sixth round? That's it. That's all you've done, like, the later rounds. You haven't done shit. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know when to cut players. You know when they pass their prime. You don't pay the big money, you know. But you don't... You really draft that well? I mean, you get your Seymour. You know what I mean? You get your first rounders.
Listen.
But who have they really taken in the late rounds that proved to be
value stars? This is the year. We will see. We will see.
I cannot wait.
We'll see what he's made of, bro. We'll see.
Because you know what it's going to be? Chee-chee, bang-bang. He's going to go back to the Browns. I'm you know, too young to remember him in the Browns. But he didn't do shit, okay? He tried doing his way, or the highway, and his ass got fired, okay? Then fell into the Patriots' lap. Well, A, he dicked the Jets over, okay?
Yeah, he did.
And then went to the Patriots, and, you know, the rest is history. You know, he got blessed with Tom Brady, you know. But I just cannot wait to see how it's going to turn out with the Brady. And it's talking the town, dude. It's talking the town. Yeah, we're going to give Jay Pizzle a call
real
quick. JP's been wanting to come on the podcast show for the last couple episodes. I'm going to call him up and get him on here. Let's give him a call. But don't mind JP. He don't care about nothing.
He's a Giants fan, though, right?
Yo.
Yo, Pimp, what's up, bro? Live on the Jerk Circle podcast. There it is, baby.
How did I know that was going to fucking happen?
You know what I mean?
You called me at the right time, baby. We're talking about the draft. What's up?
I was gonna run this by you, dude. What do you think about fucking Rick Steiner's son's fucking numbers at fullback?
What happened?
Is his kid got drafted?
Yes, kid got signed.
Yeah, to the Ravens. Have you seen his fucking numbers? They're fucking unheard of, dude. 10 carries for 200 and something yards.
That's unheard of? That ain't unheard of? What are you talking about? What, college?
For a fullback? Yeah. Not a running back?
No, you're right. Fullbacks don't run a ball like that, unless you're Mike Allstott.
Dude, the 4.8 or something in 40?
The 40? You talking about the 40-yard dash?
Yeah.
He ran it in 4.8 as a fullback? That's pretty quick.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Anything good?
No, I was just watching some of his fucking highlights and shit. The dude is a fucking animal.
Did you watch the draft?
No, I didn't get to watch it.
Did you see any of the Giants draft picks or no?
No, I heard they picked some shitty ass players.
Typical Giants, right, Pimp?
Yeah.
Remind me,
the good thing they fucking got out of any draft was Saquon.
Yeah, Barkley.
That's if he even lasts the season.
Yeah, well, you know, they drafted a lineman to give him some extra help, so that might help him out.
Well,
so,
what about Daniel Jones? Or somebody's going to have to fucking help him out a little bit.
You're going to have to carry his ass up in a stretcher. They don't help him out, huh, Pim?
Yeah, because he ain't no Eli.
They didn't take a wide receiver, tight end, or running back, bro. They took tackle, safety, tackle, corner, guard.
Well, dude, their defense is atrocious, bro. The Giants' defense is, it's like Swiss cheese, bro. it's like Swiss cheese. That defense is atrocious, bro. So, well, you need all the help you can get.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, that line's not good either, man. In the NFL, you need a line to win. You cannot have a shit line and win a Super Bowl. You just can't.
No, I mean, you got to have somebody protecting your quarterback. That's your main, breadwinner right there. That guy's the one that's going to take you Super Bowls and shit.
Right. Tell them, pimp. They don't know what it is. They don't know how it's out. They know what it's like out here. But,
it's hard out here for a pimp.
That's right, pimp. JP, give the people one of your famous impressions.
you don't like goat meat, what is
it? Is that the 7-Eleven? Who is that?
Goat meat, goat cheese, goat nuts, goat bone.
give me a Jack Nicholson.
Wait till they get a load of me.
There it is. Wait till they get a load of me. I love it. JP is awesome. I love Pizzle. He's a man. But all right, Pimp, we're going to wrap this up. We just want to give you a call, give you a little shout out, get you on the show. Let the viewers get a little taste of the Pimp. So,
right, check it. Don't suck my crotch.
So on that note, we love you, Pimp.
Peace.
Thanks for answering the phone, and I'll hit you up later, all right?
All right.
All right, love you, Pimpin'.
All right, love you, too.
Later.
Goodbye.
That's JP for you.
J Pizzle
is crazy. He, speaking of JP, remember when he pinched his nipple and it was like purple for like a month?
First of all, that's not, I was like 14 at the time. I was a youngin'. And JP punched me. JP back then was a beefier dude. He punched me directly in the dick. Fucking dude.
Yeah, he got you.
So
you good.
I fucking gave him a purple nurple, you know what I mean? Twisted that shit all up.
Dude, this shit was... Bless you.
Corona.
Yeah, corona.
Made his shit sore, swollen for about...
Yeah, his shit...
A month.
Yeah, it was bad. It was like purple and shit. Like, it looked like he almost had gangrene on his
nipple.
Don't
come at me. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
don't come at
me. It was ugly. But, on that note, I think it wraps up. We got an hour in.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk too long because I know everybody has lives. They don't want to hear us talk all night. So, as always, thanks for listening. Please continue to like, share, download our episodes. If you guys have any recommendations, anything you want to hear us talk about, what do you like about the show, leave us all the feedback in the world. If you guys know us personally, call us, text us, message us.
And especially with the, sports are fucking... far and in between right now because of Corona. So we're trying to put stuff out. We'll come up with other like little games and shit.
We're thinking about having maybe the women on one night.
Yeah, hopefully when they get their act together, we'll get them on.
But whatever you guys want to talk about, hit us up with the suggestions. We're gonna do more polls.
Even maybe questions. You guys want us to answer questions? Send us to anybody. We'll fucking answer.
Send
us
questions about sports, our lives. It don't matter. We'll get us going here. We'll get some you guys get you involved in the show a little bit. So on that note, anything else, Brian, you want to say?
I appreciate everybody listening. Have a good night. Stay safe.
All right, guys. Later and out.